This item is a Luma-Broden photometer. This photometer consists of a metal box with two entrances and an eyepiece, as well as a slot which allows a white magnesium carbonate disc to be mounted between the two entrances. Similar to the Weber photometer, this item was designed to compare the brightness of an unknown light source to the brightness of a standard light source. Light from each of the two sources enters through its respective entrance and illuminates one side of the white disc. That light is reflected off each side of the disc and is directed through a right-angle prism towards a Luma-Broden cube. This cube directs the light rays coming from both sides of the disc into an eyepiece so that the user can observe the light from both sources simultaneously. A Luma-Broden cube is made up of two right-angled prisms that are placed with their hypotenuse sides together to form a cube. One prism side is shaped to form a convex lens, so that the prisms only touch in the very center. Where the prisms do not touch, total internal reflection occurs. Where they do, all light is transmitted to the other side. The observer can then see a circular disk of light from one source, surrounded by a halo from the other. By matching the brightness of the two, the observer can use the known luminosity of one source and the distance to both sources to calculate the luminosity of the unknown source. By adjusting the distance to the sources, the user could make the two circles equally bright, and then use the equation L1 over D1 squared is equal to L2 over D2 squared to calculate the luminosity of the unknown sources. Otto Luhmer and Eugen Broden of the Physical and Technical Institute of the German Reich developed this instrument in 1889.